to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
The poet wrote of Jesus, "A baby's hands in Bethlehem were small and softly curled, but held within their dimpled grasp the hope of all the world." It's hard for us to get our arms around this truth. God came in the flesh. God came as a baby. Jesus, as a baby, had to learn to talk, walk, read, and feed himself. What by all outward appearances was just another baby born, in reality, was God in the flesh. He is called the Savior of the world. The title Savior, the noun salvation, and the verb to save are found in every book of the New Testament. There's a simple reason for it. That's because Jesus Christ is found in every book in the New Testament. John wrote in 1 John 4, "And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." Jesus, in Matthew 1:21, is referred to as one who would save His people from their sins. Savior not only tells us who He was, but Savior tells us what we are. For, you see, a Savior comes to save sinners. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a Savior. God sent us a Savior because we were lost. He was both God and man in the flesh. Think about it.
Good afternoon. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands right here in Paintsville. And we've got a big show lined out today. We've got some music we're going to be playing. We're going to play some Christmas music. And we're going to continue our contest. We're going to be giving away a ham next Sunday. And
hey, Dave or Jim?
Jim.
We were talking about Dave a minute ago, and he came back to bite me there, didn't he?
It sure did.
I tell you what, I listened to some of that music last week, some of the people calling in, and they all did such a good job that the Cochran family are going to donate another ham.
Well,
so if we get some more callers in today, we'll have two that we can give away next
week.
Well,
good. You'll make somebody's Christmas pretty.
Really. Well, we hope so.
Joyful. So now, let me rephrase this. We're going to give two hams away next Sunday. So we just want to encourage everybody when we, you know, kind of get into the show, we're going to let you call in at any time. And if you'll just sing us a Christmas carol, we'll put your name down, and we're going to have a drawing next Sunday. So we want to get that going. And right now, what you got lined up for us, Linda? Got some Christmas music. Well, here's the Christmas song.
Thank you.
There's a song from Bobby Maynard, and sorry for the technical difficulty starting out.
I was waiting on you to step into the vocals on that there. Well, anybody's instrumental only.
I know that I was trying to give you the signal to fall in, then me and Lindy's going to fall right in behind you.
What was the name of that song, you say?
Which one of it?
We've got a first caller on here we're going to listen to, and the name was Marshall.
Okay, put him on there, Linda.
Are you there, Marshall?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us today?
How about Rudolph?
Rudolph sounds great. Go ahead.
Okay, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you never saw him, you would even say it glowed.
Well, that's a good job right there. So we're going to put your name in on the draw next week. We're going to be giving two hams away. And just listen to us next week, and we're going to have a drawing, and we'll put your name in. We'll see if you can win it.
All righty, buddy.
And thanks for calling in. Now we've got Bonnie Adkins on here. Are you there, Bonnie? Hello.
I'll sing.
Can you hear me, Bonnie?
Yeah, I can hear you real good.
All right. What are you going to sing for us today?
I'll sing a verse of Silent Night.
Silent Night. All right. Go ahead.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
That sounds great.
Bonnie, that was wonderful. And that right there is what a true Christmas is all about. And we want to thank you for calling in, and we're going to put your name in on a drawing for the two hams next week.
Okay.
And thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
That was a great job.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got another song lined out. And Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Here it is. There was the song, A Beautiful Star, Bethlehem. And I forgot to announce who I've got in here today. We got off on a quick start. I got my beautiful daughter, Lindsay, Patrick, in here. And got Tom Cochran sitting over there. He's going to be back up today for us singing.
Yeah, I'm way back.
Are you back, dude? By the time we get done, we'll have you in the front row.
No, I don't know about that. You won't have any listeners.
But we want to thank Tom for coming in today and being with us. And we're going to let him kind of share some stuff here in just a minute. We got some more callers that's calling in. Now, who we got this time, Linda? Who we got on here?
Brenda Sargent.
Linda Sargent?
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda Sargent.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
I wanted to sing the chorus of A New Kid in Town.
A New Kid in Town. Well, go ahead and sing that for us.
There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town here in Bethlehem.
Well, thank you so much. That was a beautiful song. And we're going to go ahead and enter you in for the ham drawing next week. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Now we've got another caller. Who we got this time? Hello, are you still there?
Yes, it's Stevie Taylor.
Who?
Stevie Taylor.
Stevie Taylor. Where are you calling from, Stevie?
Lower Johns Creek of Pike County.
Lower Johns Creek of Pike County. Pike County. Thanks for calling. What are you going to sing for us today?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Or go ahead. We want to hear that one.
I might better use that phone. Let me see what phone you got.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse's open sleigh.
Buddy, that was a real job. I'm telling you, thank you for calling and singing that for us. And we'll be entering you for the drawing for the ham next Sunday. So just tune in next Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Who we got now?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Shirley Adkins.
Shirley Adkins. Okay, you go ahead. What are you going to sing for us, Shirley?
I'm going to sing a Christian hymn that I sing in church all the time. I like to thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen.
And he's the reason for the season.
Absolutely. You go ahead and sing it.
Somewhere just across the Jordan River, it's a place of everlasting joy and peace. Where the tree of life is blooming there forever, and a crown of life is waiting there for me. And that sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his praise and glory, where the saints of God will be. Well, that sounds like home to me. Now they say there's mansions are inside that city, a crystal river flowing by the tree of life. No pain or disappointments there to hurt us, and Jesus himself will be the light. And that sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of his praise and glory, where the saints of God will be. Well, that sounds like home to me.
Well, thank you. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you. And
thanks for calling in, and we're going to enter you into the drawing next Sunday, so just tune in next Sunday.
Okay, thank you all.
All right, thank you. And now we've got one more caller. Who's this one?
Hello.
Hello, this Doshi?
Yes.
How you doing today?
Sing. I'm doing fine.
Well, what are you going to sing for us?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Well, let it go.
Dashing through the snow, and what a something sleigh. Over the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on buckles ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride, what a something sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the
was great.
I know. I just had to call.
Well, I'm glad you did, and you tune in next week and tell Jack that you just was entered for a ham.
Oh, okay.
And send a hello to Jerry and Anthony for me too, Dosha.
That's Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Choose any two for $3 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, featuring a double cheeseburger, six-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, or a snack wrap, single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's new Buttermilk Crispy Tenders are so crispy, juicy, and delicious they could pass for my own. So I will. Pass them for my own, I mean. I shouldn't be making chicken at my age, and I got things I'd rather be doing.
Mary Ann!
Do you hear that? The hot tub is calling my name.
Introducing McDonald's Buttermilk Crispy Tenders, made with 100% white meat and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. They're not grandma's, but she's okay with that. At participating McDonald's.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home. Dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
There's a word from some of our sponsors. And Fannin's, we want to remind everybody that right now the winter time's coming on and the holidays going to be coming up. So you know you're going to have family and company over once a time.
Absolutely. They've always done me right. Fannin's Plumbing has been good to me and my family. As down the years, we've built houses and remodeled, so when they come, highly recommended.
Well, good. We want to hear that and just remind everybody to call. And if you've not had your furnace serviced or anything, get it done before Christmas time because you don't want it to go out on you then. And we want to remind everybody, McDonald's right here in Paintsville, that they offer all kinds of, if you got, you know, don't have time to go home right now, a lot of sports is going on in the county. And instead of running home, just run by McDonald's. They've got all kinds of deals over there. And Bob and Tom, they do so much for the community right here, don't they, Tom?
They help sure the school system. They're big helps to the entire community. And, you know, I'm kind of partial to the school system. They always take care of us, and they do a really good job. So we're very appreciative.
And we want to thank them for that. And we want to, you know, mention Jones and Preston's. They've been a long-time sponsor here, and we just want to encourage everybody when you have that need where you're looking for some place to take a loved one, remember Jones and Preston's.
James Andrew and his crew are very, very nice. Glenda always, and all of them always helped take care of them. My uncle actually worked over there for years and years, and he felt like part of their family.
He sure did, down Old Cochran.
Yes,
sir. I remember that. But we want to encourage you to remember Jones and Preston's, and we're going back. Who we got on there now, Linda? Got another contest. Rodney Blevins. Can you hear me, Rodney? Hey, Rodney. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to sing for us today, Rodney?
A Silent Night.
Silent Night. All right. Go ahead.
A silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Rodney, that was a great job.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you calling in and listening to us, tuning in to our program down here. And just tune in next Sunday because we're going to be giving two hams away.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've kind of enjoyed today, Tom.
Yes,
we've had a lot of callers calling in and it has kept us busy.
Sure. There's two people I'm kind of disappointed not called in yet, though. I figured sure Dave, being absent, would call in remotely and talk to us a little while.
And sing a song anyhow.
Sing a song. And then I've been told that your son-in-law Keith Patrick is dying to call in, so I'd like to hear those come in.
That would be a way to end the show.
Go out with a bang, I'd imagine.
Go out with a bang, absolutely.
That's one way to put it.
Absolutely, a bang and a half. But we've got Tom in here. We bring him in, around the first of every month, kind of let everybody know what's going on in the school system. What can you tell us today, Tom?
Well,
it's coming up.
We have a whole lot of things that's been going on, and I was just thinking since last Thursday, this Thursday just passed, some of the things we've been having in Johnson County Schools. We had a Christmas choir concert
at the
MAC on Thursday night, and if you happen to be there, then you saw just a wonderful show. And one thing I thought about that was how great would it be if Johnson County Schools had an auditorium like the MAC.
Absolutely.
That they could perform and showcase our young talents there. Then also the JCHS players put on Elf this weekend, and that was a wonderful play by our high school actors and actresses. They did an exceptional job. And we've had basketball, sports galore, boys and girls basketball, wrestling, swimming, bowling. We've had the whole gamut this weekend. Actually, there's some elementary wrestling going on right now
at
John Central High School. So, and then also, it being Christmas time, all of our elementaries are going to be putting on either Christmas plays or concerts. And those are either the end of this week or the first of next week. And I've got a list of them if you'd like for me to read.
Right. Yes, yes.
Okay, Central Elementary, next Tuesday, December the 19th at 9 o'clock, they'll be having a concert. Flat Gap, which is Miss Lindsay's school, this Friday will be having their Christmas play at 9 o'clock. Highland Elementary will be actually having two. Their kindergarten, first and second grade, will have a concert on Tuesday the 12th. That's this Tuesday at 8:30. And then next Monday, their third through sixth grade will be having a play at 6:30 at night. So
that'd be
a good
evening, yes. And then Porter Elementary this Friday, they will be having their play at 8:30. And W.R. Castle will be having their cantata or their concert next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. So there's something this week, end of this week.
For everybody.
And next week, yes.
If you want to get in the Christmas spirit, you can check some of those out.
That's true.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than going to watch a group of kids sing or perform. It just warms your heart.
And we want to give a big shout out to the football team.
Oh, absolutely. They
went a long way this year.
Third year in a row that they made the state championship game, and just a wonderful season. So I want to thank all the coaches and all the parents and the players. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
For showing up. Now, on what you was talking about went on up to MAC, is any of that stuff going to be going on through Christmas? Or?
Well, that was just a one-time show that night. But now many of they may be performing at some of these concerts. Some of the kids will be, but not all together like they did on Thursday night.
All right. Do you know of anything going on out Flat Gap, Lindsay?
Just like we talked about, the Christmas play on Friday. So, you know, if everybody's got a school like that close to their community, and if you want to get out and see something that'll get you in the Christmas spirit, then check out some of these Christmas plays. They're open to anybody that wants to come and attend, and you'll probably leave feeling a lot better than you did when you got there.
You'll leave in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely.
That's what we're hoping for. Have we got another caller, Linda?
Yes.
All right. We've got another caller on here. Who we got?
Hey, Honor Ramirez.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What are you going to sing for us?
Jesus loves me.
Go right ahead.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one, do you belong? They always thought he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Well, that was beautiful. Who was it singing that? What is your name?
Ariana Ramirez.
Ariana, well, you've done a great job, and we're going to put you in for that drawing next Sunday. How's that?
Good.
Okay, just listen to us next Sunday, and thank you for calling in.
Okay.
All right. And we've got a song that we're wanting to send out right here from Mabel Ann to Brian. And here it is. It's I Only Want You.
The snow is falling, it's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie ribbons around yourself. Oh, tie ribbons around yourself. I ain't gonna write no letters, send north to the pole. That's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie ribbons around yourself. Oh, tie ribbons around yourself. Oh, pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty? So put on your Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirit. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie ribbons around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie ribbons around yourself. Oh, tie ribbons around yourself. I
There's a good song from Alan Jackson, and I just want to make a correction here on the song we sent out. It said, "I only want you for Christmas."
Yes.
Tom, I left the two words out on that, the most important one.
That changed the meaning of that song.
It sure did.
Yeah.
I'm hoping people understood the mistake when the song started. But we're trying to get us another song lined out, and like we said, we want to thank everybody for calling in. Anybody you want to send a song out to, Tom?
No, I'm still waiting on Keith Patrick to call in and Dave Bowling. I'm a little disappointed they've not called yet.
Well, you know, let's challenge them to call in. What do you think?
Well, I'd like to send out a happy birthday.
Go right ahead.
Today is Miss Hattie Ann Witten's first birthday,
well,
and that's Jake's
birthday.
Buddy and my buddy Larissa's little girl, and
well,
she's
good.
Having a first birthday today, so we want to send out a happy birthday to her and hope that she has a great day.
Absolutely. What you got on there for us? Just pick us out one.
How about that?
All right. What is it?
I'll meet you in the morning.
That is a good song.
I'll meet you in the morning by the bright river side, when all sorrow is drifting. I'll meet you in the morning by the bright river side, when all sorrow is drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide, at the close of life's long dreary day. I'll meet you in the morning, meet you in the morning, with a how do you do, and we'll sit down by the river, by the river. And exchange your cross for a crown. There'll be no disappointment, and nobody shall die in the land where life's sun goeth down. I'll meet you in the morning, meet you in the morning, with a how do you do, and sit down.
There was a good song. I'll meet you in the morning. Tom, we've got a, when you hear the number 789-1111, what does that come to mind?
Well, I do believe that is the law firm of Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
That's you. We can tell you've called that number before.
Well, I guess I actually have. Actually, all three of those individuals over there that the namesake are really involved in the school system.
Absolutely.
And they volunteer to do a whole lot of things, and we surely appreciate them.
We sure do. That, you know, kind of takes a lot of pressure off the, you know, some of the teachers and the coaches and all that. And
sure,
we just want to ask everyone, when you know, looking for a law firm and you need somebody to look over any kind of important papers, remember Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, and they're right here in Paintsville, 789-1111. And when you're needing a set of tires or needing your vehicle worked on service, we'd like for you to remember Conley Tar out here on Old 40. And Chris and Wallace have been in there for a long time, and they've got the top of the notch front end alignment. They sell the interstate batteries. They do the oil changes. Anything you need done to your vehicle, you don't have to run on bald tires, just call Wallace and Chris. And they'll take care of you out there on any kind of service you need. So we want to encourage you to holler at our sponsors. And all of them wants to wish everybody a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas and surely a happy new year. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Well, if you're merry, you're happy. So.
Absolutely. What have you got lined up? Did you have one over there, Linda, you just want to play? Yeah. Go ahead. Yep.
Well, good morning, Jesus. Yes, it's me again. But I didn't call this time to get forgiveness for my sin. I called to talk to Mama, and I know she's there with you. If there's a phone in heaven, then Jesus put me through. And give me one more chance to tell her that I love her. Oh, let me hear her sweet voice more time, or I want her to know how much I'm thinking of her. If there's a phone in heaven, put my mama on the line. Although while I still had the chance, but one day, Lord, you took her with no warning in advance. And I'm begging now, please give me one last opportunity. If there's a phone in heaven, let my mama talk to me.
That song was a new one called Phone in Heaven, and we hope you enjoyed it. We actually just had a visitor drop by the radio station here. His name is Jonathan Grass, and he donated a $25 Walmart gift card that we're going to give away to along with the hams, and we just want to thank him for that. You know, that was unexpected.
Absolutely. It was real unexpected.
Really nice act of kindness this holiday season. And
it is.
So we wanted to thank Jonathan for dropping that off, and, you know, that's something that'll make Christmas special for somebody.
Well, and that will add the two, you know, Tom's family's donated a ham, then we're giving the ham away, so that'll be three things we're going to be giving away. Now, did you tell them that was $25 gift card?
$25 Walmart gift card.
Gift card that we're going to give away next
Christmas
Sunday.
Presents, that
absolutely.
Can go towards some sides to go with that ham, or
it sure can. And we just want to, you know, tell everybody we still got the contest going on. If you want to call in and sang us a song that we'll put you in for the drawing. And while we're waiting on that, Tom, you had some more stuff you want to kindly
go over. Some other things going on in Johnson County Schools this week. Just wanted to invite everyone out. First, we are wrapping up our elementary basketball season, and the tournament will be this week at Johnson Central High School. Those games will be played on Monday and Tuesday, and then the championship game will be played on Thursday. That is, again, at Johnson Central High School. So come on out and support your kids and your favorite teams. And if you can't get out, it is going to be, the final is going to be on the radio as well, so you can tune in right here to 98.9. And also, we have some middle school boys basketball games this week, playing Pikeville tomorrow night and at Martin County on Thursday night. And then the wrestling team at the middle school will be going to Point Pleasant this weekend. And then also, we have some boys basketball games at the high school. Be playing Shelby Valley, at Shelby Valley on Tuesday. And then they're at a tournament at Pike Central this weekend. And girls basketball will be playing at Shelby Valley on Friday. And they'll be playing a home game next Monday versus Belfry.
It's a busy time of year, Red.
It is, and that's all leading up now, Dave, to that good old Christmas break that everybody's looking forward to. I know
Absolutely.
All the kids are.
When's the last day of school?
Next Tuesday, December 19th.
19th.
We'll go next Monday and Tuesday, full day. Both of those will be full days. And then we'll be off from the Wednesday the 20th all the way up until until January the 2nd. We won't come back to school until Wednesday, January the 3rd.
Unless we get a big snow or something between now and then.
Well, I'm hoping we can get through these next 7 days without any big snows.
Absolutely, because there's a lot going on, and that's hard to make stuff up after Christmas when it's for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. It does not doesn't go it doesn't feel the same spirit when you're singing Christmas songs in January.
No, it doesn't. But now, thanks for announcing that, and we want to thank Jonathan one more time for dropping.
Absolutely. That was just such a nice gesture.
That 25 gift for it all. Absolutely. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, and I hope he's listening. If he is, we sure appreciate it.
We sure do. We do. Have we got another caller on there, Linda?
Yes, sir.
Who do we have?
That's Jerry Bryant.
Jerry Bryant, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. What are you going to sing for us today?
It's called Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear.
Okay. Go ahead. We're ready.
The city's full of manger scenes and stores lit up in red and green. But down the road, just out of town, there's more magic to be found. The countryside is all aglow with holly trees and mistletoe. And in them woods, there lives a bear known to all as Thistle Hair the Missile Hair.
Well, that was a good song. Sure is. We're going to enter you in on this. You do know that we're going to be giving two hams away, and then we had a gentleman stop in just a while ago, and it gave us a $25 gift card.
I do know that.
So we're going to enter your name in all that, so tune in and listen to us next Sunday. Where are you calling from?
Carter County, Kentucky.
Carter County. Well, tell everybody down there we thank them for tuning in, and you all have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, are we still on there, Linda? We've got want to mention that, you know, Phillips Heating and Cooling out here, they've got a lot going on right now. I seen Phillip the other day, and they've got a lot of packages out there in the fishing department. They've got rods and reels and different kind of baits that you can buy like a package. It's like a gift.
That'd be a nice Christmas present.
Absolutely. If you don't know what to get somebody, go out there, and you may be able to get them a whole lot of things that they're looking for. So we want to encourage everybody to stop in at Phillips. They've got, you can pay all your bills out there, and you don't have to pay no late charges. And they've got the big furnaces out there and the kerosene heaters and heat tapes. If you're, right now it's time to get your water lines and everything ready, isn't it, Tom?
It surely is. You have to be prepared.
Absolutely, because you sure don't want to have to be out there and hit zero weather trying to fix a water line.
Mm-mm.
But we want to encourage everyone to remember Phillips, and the number to call is 297-3456. Have you got us a song?
I think so. How beautiful heaven must be.
Amen.
We read of a place that's called heaven.
Okay.
It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be.
time their gold harps are ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful.
There's a Christmas long ago. Friends and family gathered round the old pot-belly stove. The night was freezing cold from a heavy snow that day. It warmed my heart with old-time songs and danced the night away.
Good song from Patti Loveless, Bluegrass and White Snow. We've got a caller on here that's wanting to sing a song to us. Who we got on there? Are you there, Barbara?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Barbara?
Pikeville, Kentucky.
Pikeville. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in from that Pikeville. What are you going to sing for us?
Away in the Manger.
Away in the Manger. That is a beautiful song. Go ahead and sing it for us.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Oh, mother, the stars above. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
That was a great job. And we're going to put your name in on the drawing. We're going to give away two hams, and we got a $25 gift card we're going to give away next Sunday. And we want to thank you for calling in, and that was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what time? Getting close to end of time, man. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. It
and
flies.
We have had a great time today. And this ain't been rehearsed. I hope people don't think we...
Boy, if they think we rehearsed it, we're in bad shape.
We didn't do very good.
We need to go back and redo it. Did you take notes where we need to redo the next of that time
no,
when we rehearse?
We might start fresh. Next
fresh.
Time.
We'll take one more if it's a quick one.
Well, we've got somebody here calling.
All right, go ahead. We've got a minute.
And while we're waiting right here, I would like to say on behalf of Johnson County Schools, I'd like to wish everyone a happy and blessed Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope everyone has a wonderful time and spend time with your family and
Absolutely.
Resting and re-energizing.
That's what it's all about, your family. Are they going to sing one, Linda? We've got one last caller here. We're going to try to get them on because we don't want to leave nobody that's called in not being able to enter the contest. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in today and everybody that's called in and sung songs. We enjoy that. That's what makes it interesting and fun, isn't it, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad people are willing to do that and have a little fun and call in and get in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. Who we got on there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Who we got there?
Sula Reed.
Sula Reed. All right.
I had a song. I like this song.
Okay? All right. You sang it for Sula.
Okay. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I live. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed, I am blessed. Through the sun and the rain, even though I face, Jesus is my comfort and my God. So His love, He comforts me. I am blessed, I am blessed. I have food on my feet. I have my family to eat. And home in glory by and by. Precious sisters on this earth. Say amen, but my name's love, and one day in the home, I am blessed, every day I am blessed, every day, I'll make that for honey. I love that song.
Well, yeah. It is a great song, and Sula, we want to thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
I love the Lord with that.
Amen. We all do, and thank you for calling in, and we're going to put your name in for the drawing of two hams and a $25 gift card next Sunday.
That's
how's that?
That's all right.
Okay. Thank
I love
you, Sula.
The Lord. Love the Lord.
Yes, man. Well, you know, it's come to the end of another show, Tom.
It has, and what a way to end it. That's what she was saying.
Absolutely. We're all blessed. We're she all sings blessed. That she That's is, right. But we're everyone blessed. We sure are. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We've got to get ready to get out of here. And remember one thing or two things. Smile. The sun shines good for your teeth.
Always keep the Lord Jesus Christ number one in your life.
Amen. Thank you, Tom and Lindsay, for helping me. And we're going out on the, what is it, Linda?
Larry Sparks.
Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, Christmas time's a coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a calling.
calling, tall pines are humming, Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, joy, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.